Nigel Ferry, the launch of a new Donegal League season, and it's lovely to see such a great turnout here tonight.
Yeah, it's fantastic, Dermot. It's great to see. It's a good positive start, good positive atmosphere in there this evening, and it's probably something we didn't do this last, you know, it's the first for us. Maybe it's something we took for granted. We didn't recognise and give our sponsors the credit they deserve and give our clubs a good send-off at the start of the year, but we'll build on it, and hopefully next year it'll be bigger and better again.
Yeah, and some changes. There's always small wee bits of tinkering been done to the way the league is run. Changes this year, Nigel, with the new setup in the Saturday League?
Yeah, the clubs in the Saturday football, Dermot, 2 years ago, they kind of, especially the clubs that had reserve teams, felt that they weren't getting enough player movement between senior team, first team, so they went for they opted for a reserve team only, you know, division. And they tried it for a year, wasn't a great success, so they were back to the original one, but it was before now. And that's healthy too, because you've got non-reserve clubs playing standard Saturday clubs as well, and you probably have more promotion and relegation battles now than we had in the old system, where there was just the two separate leagues.
Yeah, and it's sure to generate a wee bit more interest. The league looks after 38 clubs right around the county. I mean, you leave aside the Inishowen League, but right around the county, Nigel, so the league spreads far and wide.
Yeah, logistically it takes a bit, you know, when you leave teams as far south as Erin Wanderers over to Kildon Tigers in the east of the county, then over to the Gidores and Glenays and Aaron Moore out in the island there, down to the southwest of the county. It's a fair, you know, not talking about the Letherkenny, the urban areas as well, so it's a big spread. And it's but that's what we're there for. We're to cater for soccer, junior soccer in the county, and that's where we're doing our best to provide.
Yeah, and you mentioned Aaron Moore. You did say that as well during the launch, Nigel. That's something that the league is quite proud of, as the only league within, you know, the FAI in Ireland that has an affiliated club from an island.
Yeah, I mean, it's me personally, it's one of my highlights of my time involvement in the leagues, the fact that we're able to accommodate and facilitate the Ironmore, the only island team in the, not alone the British Isles, but as far as I know, there's not too many even in European leagues that have an island team affiliated to them. And it's great credit to all the people in Ironmore that have kept football going on the island the number of years that they have, and we'll do our best to accommodate them and, you know, provide football for them. It's not easy, you know, the big expenses, a lot more expenses than other clubs, paying for boats and ferries and everything, and then with immigration, there's last number of years that were hard done by as well. So we're delighted that they're on board, and anything we can do to make sure that they stay on board, we most certainly will try to help them.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not easy, Nigel, looking after so many clubs and dealing with so many issues that the league serves up from month to month, but having a good, strong and vibrant committee behind you, that's important.
Well, to me, that's probably one of the strengths of the Donegal League, and we've been blessed, Dermot, this last number of years. I mean, the Donegal League, since I got involved in it a long time ago, has had excellent committees and people doing massive amount of work. Right from this inception back in 1971, you had very, very strong committees, and we're just kind of following in the footsteps of the work that those people have done. People like Desi there this evening, you know, Dick Duffy, all these people, your own relations way back down through the years, they set the sod, they turned this, you know, got the start of the foundation of the league, and we're just kind of carrying on building from that. And we're very lucky, we have 11 or 12 people there on the committee, but each of them have jobs to do, and each of them do those jobs, and it makes it, you know, only for that you wouldn't be able to cater for football for as many people, except that you have that strong committee working for you.
Yeah, and you did single out others that play their part every season as well, the referees, society, the sponsors. I thought it was nice, Nigel, that you singled out the Ball family, Lance and Judy Ball, for their association and their sponsorship of the league right from the inception.
Well, I mean, Dermot, they've been fantastic supporters of the league from 1971 on, and every single year at the dinner dance, Lance and Judy were there as well. They always sponsored the league. They've always, any time we needed anything done, it was never a problem. They were fantastic sponsors for us. And I just, like I said earlier on, wish the two of them a happy retirement, and just like to thank them for all the work they've done for promoting junior football in the county through their business, CT Ball and Letterkenny.
Yeah, and finally, Nigel, we're here at the Diamond Park tonight, and you're looking down onto the work that's going on the pitch. Some progress been made, plenty of progress been made, and more plans in the future too.
Yeah, that's the plan now, Jeremy. That's where we're at now. As I said, the next few years, 2021 is a big year for us. We'll be celebrating 50 years in existence, and we started the development of the pitch last year. We went ahead, and it's nearly finished now. Our next phase now is to, hopefully, if we get funding from local politicians in the sports capital, we hope to have it floodlit and fenced in the next few over the winter. And our next stage then is to develop the clubhouse. We're in the process now of drawing plans just to tie the clubhouse into the whole, the rest of the facility, and have a facility that we can be proud of in our 50th anniversary.